Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to his single trunk palm tree. And he stayed on during the break because we were going right to the end there. So I do apologize, Bob. but I did a little bit of research during the break because I just wanted to know what I could, you know, what else, if there is something else we can do. So I found a bunch of information on single trunk palm trees. And basically what they say is, if you cut off the top of a single-trunked palm tree, or if, you know, it's outside, there's storm damage and it snaps off, the only real course of action is to remove the remaining trunk and roots and start over with a new tree. So that made me, you know, kind of think about what, you know, what we can do here. Because what it does is it needs the trunk to get all the energy to the top. It's the style of plant it is sometimes called like a crown shaft. When it's at the top, it needs the plant underneath to grow. So that being said, what I was thinking is instead of cutting the whole thing off, using the plant as cuttings and getting, you know, multiple plants to it to establish new ones. I'd almost, and this is a suggestion, you can take it for what you want, use them as indoor plants instead of use some of these as indoor plants, maybe bring it into that upstairs where you have that cathedral ceiling, allowing it to grow a little bit bigger. So that's, you know, just with the research reading, it made me nervous to cut the whole, just the top off and start fresh. Not saying you can't, because you could actually take some cuttings from the plant, right? Take a number of cuttings, start some new plants, put some root hormone on them, get them started. And then what's left, because what else are you going to do with it? You can't bring it inside. It's too tall, too heavy. Yeah. Then try topping it off and try regrowing that. But what I would suggest doing is maybe keeping a couple feet of the trunk versus just cutting the palm part on the top. You know what I mean? So
okay,
we're keeping some of that trunk to, and then the fresh cut using the rooting powder, the hormone, on the fresh cut on the, to try and help establish a root system there. I'm not sure if that would work, but what else are you going to do with the plant, right? You can't bring it inside. So,
right.
So I would definitely try to get some of what they call fronds, or some of the, you know, the leaves, if you will. Getting a few of those, getting those cut and put into soil, you know, getting those replanted, right? Getting those to grow new ones. And then what's left you know, maybe try it. I mean, it can't hurt, right? What else are you going to do with it?
Exactly. But I'll give that a shot, and then I'll report back in on what happened. But I've got one other question.
Sure, no problem.
Regarding outside. So I seeded my lawn, a section of my lawn. Originally I core aerated. I rented this very large, I got sick of beating my body up every year doing core aerating, but, you know, with a manual machine.
Yep.
So I rented one of these big, Toro 30s, and it's large. And slice seeded my, core aerated, and yep. Then I followed up with the slice seeder.
Okay.
And this was the middle of September.
Yep.
And I used a, Jonathan Green product called, Green Up for seeding and sodding.
Yep.
Which I probably should have just gone with like a fall one, fertilizer, but. So I used this Green Up, middle of September. I mean, it looks great. It came up fantastic, but, should I go to, you know, it's going on 6-7 weeks. Should I follow up with a fall fertilizer?
Definitely. I would definitely do that. It might seem like it's late, but what you're doing is you're not only helping the grass over the winter, you're getting a head start on next year, right? And even though the ground is frozen, when the ground freezes, which we don't know when that will be at this point, that fertilizer getting into the root system, the roots of the grass knows that it's going to be storing up energy for the winter to continue for next season. And it's just getting ready for next year. So this is a perfect time to be doing it. When you put the seed down, you used the Green Up for seeding and sodding. Did you use the one that was a starter fertilizer, or did you use the one that is like just the lawn fertilizer?
It's called Green Up for seeding and sodding.
Okay. You probably used the starter for... What was it?
12-18-8.
Okay, perfect. So you used the starter fertilizer, which was perfect. That's everything that you want to do. You did everything right there, so don't question yourself. I know you were kind of saying, maybe I shouldn't have done it. You did everything right there. That is perfect. And now we're going to get into that winterizer. They have it's an orange bag that says winterizer on it. It's been 6 weeks. Put it down. And definitely, you know, make sure it gets a little bit of water in to it. But you definitely have plenty of time to do it. I'll probably be talking about fertilizing the lawn for the next couple weeks, as long as the ground's not frozen. Because I believe, to be honest with you, it is a 5-application process. For the longest time, you know, being in the garden industry, I always thought the 5-application process was like a retail thing trying to get people to purchase more product, right? You kind of think that way. But after more research, education, I found that the 5 applications is perfect because we're getting ready for that next season. We're continuing on and helping that lawn get into, survive through the winter. And that's really what that winterizer does for you. And they say winterizer, you know, usually it's like a September thing, but it is honestly a September and then again end of October, beginning of November, depending upon when you put it in September. So perfect time to do it. Get it down there. You're only going to benefit from it for next season.
Good. Okay.
Okay. And to be honest, going forward, I'd always kind of look at those 5 steps. Doing that, and I'd look to think about seeding again in the spring just to fill it out a little bit more. And the reason why I say this, and I know it's grown really well, but the more the better the lawn is, the thicker the seed is, the less fertilizer you're going to have to use long term, and the less diseases and pathogens are going to get in there, and less weeds. So start out the spring, rejuvenate it a little bit, get some more seed in there, and I think it's going to be your best year to come.
Okay. I just worry about crabgrass, you know, and you know.
Well, so and the I know, great I know the great thing is that Jonathan Green has a crabgrass preventer and seed starter fertilizer.
Yep.
So you can prevent the crabgrass because it knows what the difference between a crabgrass seed and a regular seed is, and you can establish that lawn, and you're not going to have to be hurting your back long term on the aerator, the slice seeder, all those things. It's going to benefit you long term, so that's why I'm thinking about it and suggesting for the spring to add more seed.
Okay. One of the, would you use Miracal this late?
When was the last time you put it down, or did you put it down?
In the spring I did put some down, but I want to put the plus. I've got very compact soil, so I want to put the plus to help.
So I would rather you not use the plus unless you already have it. It doesn't give you enough. Go with the Love Your Soil and Magical individual.
Really?
The reason behind it, I've looked at the formulas in there. You need more of the Love Your Soil to help break up that soil, and it doesn't give you enough in the Magical Plus. They'll hate me for saying that. They're not even a sponsor of the show, but I want you to know that because I looked at the formulation, and using both is important. I gotta go, though.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun. And use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Good morning, Bob. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Hooray for rain.
Exactly.
A couple of quick questions here.
Sure.
I would like to try to winter over a strawberry plant that's in a pot, if
okay.
that's possible. The other thing is, your previous caller, you were talking about love your soil and something else to mix together into your soil for your grass.
Yep.
And what is that, and why does that? And I guess the other question is, can I use a mixture of pine needles, grass, and leaves as a mulch around my fruit plants that are in whiskey barrels?
Okay. So let's start with the first one with the strawberry plant. Now, my follow up question for you is: are you looking to overwinter it outside in the pot,
No.
Okay.
Because I know if it gets wet and it's in a plastic pot, it's going to expand, so
exactly.
I'm probably going to just put it in the garage.
Okay, and that's perfect. That would be fine to do without a problem. I think it should be fine. You know, just keep it in an area. Just check on it here and there. You know, don't bring it in too early. We did get a frost last night. But if it's still warm out and still growing, you want it to stay outside to get the sun and everything to continue, right? We don't want to take everything away from it right away. Once the ground kind of gets to that freeze expectation or close to it, because we don't want the ground to completely freeze, because that means the pot, which is above the ground, has already frozen and maybe could have done damage. We're looking to bring it into a garage where it stays above that freezing, in the 40s. So I think you know what to do with it, but it can stay out a little bit longer. Now, as far as those products that I was talking about, there's two products from Jonathan Green. One is called Love Your Soil, and one is called Magical. Jonathan Magic. Green came up, Magic Cal.
Magic Cal, okay.
Yep. They came up with a product called Magic Cal Plus that is a combination of the two of them. I personally don't like using the Magic Cal Plus. That, you know, they're not a sponsor of the show by any means. I do talk about them a lot because of those two products that they have that I do really like. The reason why I say using them separately is because when they combine them, you don't get enough of the Love Your Soil aspect into that mixture as you need if you have a very compact soil. The Love Your Soil is there to, it's basically a fast-acting gypsum. And gypsum's meant to break up clay, break up compact soil. But just based on looking at the formulation, there's not enough of the sulfur that is in Love Your Soil to make it really work for you to break up the soil the way you're looking for. So if anybody is looking to break up compact soil, has very compact, using the individuals on their own is better. And if you need to bring your pH up, that's when you would use the Magic Cal on its own. So that's kind of, you know, what I was, one of the things I was saying there.
Okay, all right. I got you.
And then your final question, what was it again for me? I'm sorry.
I have pine needles, grass clippings, and leaves. Can I mulch them all together and put them
Is it already mixed together?
No. Lying on the grass because they're wet.
Yeah, if you could do the leaves and the pine needles, that would be fine. The grass clippings sometimes, if you're cutting up some of the, say there's weeds in the lawn, you're just moving them into the bed.
Okay.
That would be my concern. If you have a perfect lawn and it's just, you know, bluegrass or rye fescues, then you can use those. It all kind of composts at the end anyways. But my concern is bringing in weed seeds when you've cut the lawn into the beds. Then you're going to start bringing those in there. But pine needles and leaves, definitely. You know, I did it a year ago where I pushed all of my my leaves and everything into one corner. I had a bunch of daylilies down there, covered it for the winter, came back. They were beautiful the next year. The soil actually improved. So I see no problem in it, Bob.
Okay, sounds good, Patrick. You take good care of yourself.
You too, Bob. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, more of your questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court said Friday that it will review President Donald Trump's effort to exclude immigrants in the country illegally from the census count. The numbers are used to calculate how congressional seats are allocated among the states. The Supreme Court rejected the president's attempt last year and should do so again. As according to Dale Ho, director of the ACLU's Voting Rights Project, he said that on Friday, the legal mandate is clear. Every single person counts in the census, and every single person is represented in Congress. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked about the New York Post report that alleges email shows his son made millions trading on his father's influence. The former vice president spoke to reporters outside his private jet on Friday, and when he was approached about the subject by CBS News reporter Bo Erickson, Biden went after the journalist. I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign right up your alley. Those are the questions you always ask. USA Radio News.
Peloton is recalling one of its exercise bikes.
Peloton has issued a voluntary recall on pedals on nearly 30,000 of its exercise bikes because of a laceration hazard. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission, the in-home fitness company announced the recall on its PR70P clip-in bike pedals on Thursday. The federal agency says Peloton received at least 120 reports of pedal breakage. At least 16 involved leg injuries. Five of those required medical care, such as stitches to the lower leg. The company says the PR70P model features its first-generation bike pedal on bikes sold between July 2013 and May of 16. There's a link on Peloton's site, or you can call their customer support line for a fix. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
3,000 people were surveyed. Where is the best place to live in the United States? U.S. News looks at the data from the country's 150 most populous metros. The winner? Well, it's a tie between Boulder, Colorado and San Jose, California. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. I'm doing a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Neil is in York.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, how you doing? Long-time listener. I used to call your father quite a bit. Actually, my first time calling you, but I had a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
I did some overseeding about 3 to 4 weeks ago in the front yard where I had a lot of die-off from the summer heat. Seems to be coming up pretty well. And then I was listening to the program, I think, last week, and you guys said, you know, maybe put some more down if it was still a little spotty, so I did that as well. I'm just wondering, this is an area of the yard where I used to put some gypsum down, and I did it for probably a two or three year period because I had a lot of puddling, and it seemed to help it quite a bit. Is it okay to do the gypsum now over that area where I had planted all the grass seed?
Definitely. That's not a problem at all to be doing. The gypsum will help with any of that compaction, get rid of some of those. But what it also does is, instead of looking at like the gypsum, maybe use the Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green because it is a faster acting. Or at this point, since we're going into winter, you can use the gypsum because it does take about 6 months to work. But what it also does, so it's not only about the compaction aspect. What it's doing is it releases trapped nutrients that are in the soil. So the nutrients that have just been sitting there can now be free to move around in the soil to help the lawn. So it's definitely important to do. I have no problem with you putting something like that down now at this point.
Okay, great. And then the other question I had based on that was, should I stay away from the step four or the winter fertilizer for a while?
When was the last time you fertilized?
Well, so the fertilizer goes back now before I had put the seed down. So it's probably been, you know, what are we in now, mid-October, probably, you know, late July.
Yeah, see, I'd be putting some winterizer down at this point just to get something into the soil for now to give it what's there. But to help for next season as well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then one more question.
Sure.
If I can.
Yeah.
I know you were talking about the Wildproof earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I have about a half a dozen Canadian hemlocks and that I had.
Yeah, I believe
when your father came up. Should I do the Wildproof on those, or what about the tree and shrub? Do I need to do that? I had done it for a couple of years, but then I got away from it.
So I feel as though the tree and shrub is definitely necessary going forward, and this is the time of year to be doing it. So you can put it down in now. And then I would also the Wildproof on there just to give it an extra something to help it. So I'd see no problem using both of them. By any means, I think you should be fine. That tree and shrub lasts a year, and so you're protecting it. You know, it's getting into the plant, then you're protecting it all winter, all spring, into the summer, and then getting you into fall. Because you'll start to notice the damage, late spring. You want to get ahead of it, and that's why you would use it now.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
Hey, Patrick. Great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Michael is in Sterling, Mass.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a lawn problem.
Okay.
I have wild violets. I've tried the Weed Beat Ultra,
mm-hmm.
and I spray it, and they laugh at me. I'm thinking about just taking Cleanup, Roundup, and just devastating every place that they are, and maybe in the springtime, get somebody to use a slice leader to reseed the lawn. I don't know if I'm wasting my time. And I'm looking for your advice.
Okay. Wild violet is one of those ones that not easy to get rid of, right? It just almost kind of...
I get it.
It kind of just keeps going.
Yep.
So if you were to use the Cleanup, Roundup, whichever, that would get rid of... everything that's there, including the existing lawn, right?
Yes.
So, you know, that would work. The other thing that you could be doing is, that the Weed Beater Ultra is supposed to work on it, right? It's meant for it.
It has not.
The Weed Beater Plus. The Weed Beater Ultra or the Plus? I'm sorry.
Both.
Okay. Well, how many applications did you use on it?
Three.
Oh, and it didn't work. Because three is the way you're supposed to go.
Yep.
So that,
directions.
Yeah, no, so that's... So a lot of people will look at it and say, all right, I did it once, I should be fine. But yeah, three applications, and it laughed at you. I mean, I think maybe it's time to move. I think there's something else going on there. I'd be worried about what's
spoiled.
On the... Yeah.
I have great soil. I mean, I mulch my leaves every year.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a losing battle.
Yeah, so to be honest, I almost think that, you know, it is something, because that Weed Beater Plus and the Weed Beater Ultra, they can be used multiple times during the season, and it should kill it. And if it's not killing it, and you're using it in the spring, right?
I use it spring, summer, fall.
Okay.
I've been after this like for 3 years.
Okay. Because you can actually, so some of the things you can actually do is couple week intervals. One of the things that I always suggested that I've always looked at is there's actually products out there that you can kind of mix together that I got from somebody I used to work with. He would suggest using the Weed Beater and then the Poison Ivy Control. That Poison Ivy Control, the product in it, I can't remember the exact ingredient off the top of my head, but the product in it, you would mix those together. It would be like an ounce of each in a gallon of water to spray. You do it every 2 weeks for three applications, and you could actually really kill it back because they're the most active in the spring. Once they get into the hot part of the season, they actually almost they do start laughing at you. They kind of say, all right, you can't do anything. So that would be one of the things I would suggest changing just a little bit to be able to do it three applications in like 2 week intervals. That being said, the cleanup would be an instant kill to start fresh.
That's what I'm thinking about in the fall right now. I just might just go over the whole lawn, kill it. But I know the runners go through the soil. And is that going to kill the runners to prevent them from coming up in the spring?
So by using that cleanup, it does kill to the root. It will go down. What you might have to do, right, is kill what you can now that's still actively growing. And then in the spring, let everything kind of show up and then use another spray. You might even, you know, I personally, when I use cleanup, I know that it's 41% glyphosate. It's the most powerful of them that you can buy without having a license of, of that glyphosate. I've used it in my backyard. Personally, I have a backyard that's on a hill that just gets weeds, and gets like sumac shoots shooting up. I sprayed the cleanup in August and there's barely been any regrowth in the area. And that's what I wanted. And I didn't plant anything new. No weeds came back. I didn't have the wild violet like you do, which is kind of a nuisance. But I know it works when applied the right. What I would suggest doing is mowing the lawn first, right? Getting fresh wounds on that area. Basically, we're cutting the grass so that the grass has an open wound on it. So when you do spray it, it absorbs into the plant easier, right?
Yeah.
Allows that. It's like it's absorbing water, but it's absorbing that killer to just get rid of it. The best time to I looked at the weather for the week, and I was thinking Wednesday, Thursday, we were looking at some 70-degree temperatures. If I remember, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're getting into the warmer temperatures for a few days. So maybe those are the days you do it, because I've also found that when it's warmer, the plant, when you cut it, it dehydrates quicker, but it's trying to absorb as much water as possible. It's trying to, protect itself. And by spraying it right after, it's going to get a deeper kill. So I think that's what I would do, personally.
Right. Well, as a follow-up question.
Sure.
What if I just had somebody come in and just take all my lawn out and reseed?
Yep.
What are the chances of those violets coming back?
Well, it shouldn't, depending upon how they do it. A lot of people, what you could do is, rent like a sod cutter. Cut down a couple inches to cut down all those root system and then re-put soil on it. The thing that you want to do is establish the lawn to get less weeds on it. The more lawn and grass that is growing, the harder it is for the weeds to grow through it. So the thicker the lawn, the better the lawn is, it's harder for weeds to go in. You just have to keep up on it a bit.
Sure.
But I think that would work. Wild violet's one of those ones where wild violet and then, oxalis and the creeping Charlie, those guys, you just kind of say, all right, I give up.
You're right.
So I get it. I gave up on my lawn.
Okay.
Hey, my lawn has it, so I get it.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem, Mike. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so
Thanks.
Much. Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Coming up at 8 o'clock, We're going to have John Harrison from the Espoma Company giving us some great information. So really would like you guys to stay tuned for that because he has some good information to do this time of year, what we can be doing, fertilizing the indoor plants, soils, because right now we're looking at repotting some of our plants to get them inside for the winter. So some things to be thinking about there. But stay tuned to that at 8 o'clock. John Harrison from the Espoma Company will be joining us. We have one more segment before that, so if you have some questions, you can give us a call or hang tight for a little bit. We'll around 8:30, we'll go back into some more question and answer here to help you out. So I'll give you the number if you want to hold on to it. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, again, we'll try to answer a few more questions. And then 8 o'clock, we'll be joined by John Harrison for the Espoma Company. So we'll take that break right now. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a couple calls on the line, so I want to try to get to them before we go into the next break. So, Nathan, who's up first?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I've got some iris I got to plant. I just bought them this year. And I'd like to know how about going about planting them.
So did you get iris bulbs or the plants themselves?
They're the bulbs.
Okay. Yep. I mean, you still have plenty of time to be planting them at this point. We're looking to, get them. I believe we're looking at least 6 inches into the ground. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more, so that we can get them, below that freeze, into that soil. What I would be looking at doing. And so with the bulb, did it come with any leaves on the top of it?
No, they're all just dried.
Okay.
Dried.
We're looking at 4 to 6 inches deep on it. It doesn't have to be too deep. The more I think about it, because a lot of times they'll have leaves on them. In the spring is what I'm really thinking of. They'll have like a few leaves, so you'd want those above. So when it comes to iris, they stay higher to the ground. So about 4 inches down, you're looking to add. I'd almost add like some bulb tone into the soil at this point to give it something to help it with overwintering.
Yeah. I had have the they had advertised in the book Once and Done. So I got some of that. It's for like iris and
okay. Yeah, that would be fine too. Okay. To be adding to them. You're looking to just help it get through the winter. That's the biggest thing that we're worrying about. But you don't want to let them just sit. You know, if you were going to wait till the spring, you could keep them in like peat moss in like in a basement in a cool area. But you can put them down at this point. They do say, you know, fall is a good time for it. So just make sure you go about 4 to 6 inches down. You can add some compost to the soil just to get it ready for the next season. But you don't want to go too far down with it.
Now, I was going to wonder, the once and done, that won't, you know, start to sprout or anything, will it, this, you know, at this time? Or if it's just...
You know, it shouldn't. It shouldn't push too much of it. You know, maybe, you know, if you're worried about it, just based on temperatures that we, you know, have seen coming up, maybe it's one of those things where you wait till the spring to use it.
Yeah.
So that way you have that whole growing season to do it. You know, so that's kind of what I would look at. Maybe putting in some bulb zone now just to give it something for the soil and to help with it. And then in the spring using that once and done and go from there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Alrighty.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that. Thank you.
All right, Mary. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Helen's in Rockland County, New York.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick. I have questions on two different plants.
Okay.
I'm bringing three plumeria plants in pots into my house. They haven't flowered for a couple of years, just leaves, but they grow quite well over the summer. What's the best way to overwinter them in the house?
So with the plumeria, it's kind of almost in our area basically like a house plant
right.
during the season. So just, you know, keep it in a south-facing window so that it will still get some sun because it is a full sun. You can kind of let it dry out a little bit. Not dry out completely, but dry out a little bit. Doesn't need to be as watered as much during the winter months. And kind of just let it go. It's looking for that full sun, so that's why I would say like a south-facing window.
Okay, and not a basement.
No, I use it as, you know, stay out during the year, definitely.
Okay, I'll call back another time about the other plant I have a question on, if you don't have time.
Yeah, we're going to run to the break, but if you want, about 8:30 is when I'll come back into some questions. So if you want to hold on to, you know, give us a call at that point, I'll definitely be able to help you, okay, Helen?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. All right, we're going to take a break when we get back. John Harrison from the Espoma Company will be joining us, so stay tuned for that. We'll see you in a couple.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.